color go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for the radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for the radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies. I've got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, you know we need them. We need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living.
I think they could come in handy.
Yeah, they do come in handy sometimes. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into this edition of Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. I'm going to begin by quoting Oscar Wilde.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I like him.
So Oscar Wilde says, children begin by loving their parents. After a time, they judge them. Rarely, if ever, do they forgive them.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, you know, here's the deal. I mean, many people had great parents, right? And many people listening to us probably had less than great parents.
And the majority of people probably had some mix of the two.
Yeah, I mean, you know, most of us don't get through childhood without childhood pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, are we harboring some resentment, maybe even deep-seated resentment for the way that our parents raised us? Do we blame them for circumstances in our lives today? Well, you know, we are for forgiving,
mm-hmm.
claiming responsibility for ourselves, and moving forward.
Absolutely.
That's what we're for. So we're going to...
In your own time, in your own way.
It mm-hmm. should not be a forced thing.
Right.
And yet, forgiveness is so important. It's so important for each one of us individually, because it's about releasing our pain, right?
It's putting it down. It's literally for giving.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean, okay,
if you want to be able to truly give of yourself to others, to truly help,
yep.
you must be willing to engage. You must be willing to give. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about ways to let go of pain from our childhood today,
right.
particularly towards our parents. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And, of course, Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage.
Roof, roof, roof.
We'll be back. Roof's in the wrong place, but that's okay. We'll be back here on Strategies. For Living, Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about ways to let go and move on from childhood pain. Maybe you need to forgive your parents for doing a crummy job, you know? So how do you do that? How do you forgive? I mean, now one of the things as we kind of go through this and unpack this, we are for forgiveness, no matter what. Now, right. Forgiveness does not mean necessarily that you continue to allow the relationship without checks and balances, if you will.
Right.
Without borders. I mean, forgiveness is not a
free-for-all pass.
It's not an eraser.
No.
Right.
And it doesn't even say that the behavior or the experiences were okay.
Right.
Forgiveness simply says, I am going to put this experience down for myself I can move on.
Absolutely. I'm going to unpack the blame. I'm going to unpack the anger, the resentment. Those things that are hurting me.
Right.
Right. And keeping me. And so many times, when we need to forgive somebody, it's like the person or persons we may need to forgive are blissfully ignorant.
Sure.
About, I don't know, or I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Having worked for many, many years in the therapy room and helping, some people go through and navigate through forgiving their parents. Mm-hmm. In some cases, it was decided that, and again, it's the person's own, it's an individual decision.
Right.
But in some cases, a person decided to talk with their parents about, this was my experience in childhood. And
how well did that often go?
Oftentimes, the parent did not have a recollection of the experience or experiences.
Right.
And that left a certain void, if you will, because, again, many times the person, even though we would spend a bit of time talking about, now it's not about the other person's response. Mm-hmm. It's about what is going on inside of you. And yet still, there's this childhood that this piece of us, this part of us,
yes,
that's a little boy or a little girl that yearns to hear, oh, I'm so sorry. I remember that, and I messed up.
Yep.
I really messed up.
Yeah. And how many
oftentimes
times
we don't get that.
We're not going to get it.
And you have to be ready to let go of all the baggage and start a new kind of relationship.
And I would say, that brings actually about a greater opportunity for ourselves in knowing that we're not likely to actually get an apology from the person that we need to forgive.
Right.
Because what that offers is the opportunity for ourselves to give that to ourselves.
Yep.
To, say as the adult within us, to say to that child within us, I'm sorry that happened to you. That was not okay.
Right.
But I'm here now as the adult to help carry you onward and
we're
forward.
Ready and we're ready to move forward.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing that as we start unpacking this, Lauren, that I want to make certain that people understand. What we're talking about today is not about burying the past.
No.
It's about
letting
the past be the past so that you can live untethered today.
Right.
You can live untethered in the present. Because if you tie yourself by resentment, by blame, by any of that stuff to something, an event or set of events that happened, whether it was yesterday, 5 years ago, or 50 years ago, you are tethered. It's you.
Yeah,
it's you carrying, that's tethering yourself.
And you're carrying that with you. And the important part in the understanding that the one you are forgiving oftentimes does not even remember the wrongdoing is important to keep in mind for that very instance, you know, it's just you.
And so, as with so many things, to forgive is a choice and a decision. Mm-hmm. That's truly what it is. And it may not be a one-time choice and decision.
Nope, it's an over and over.
It may be that I do it until the feelings that I want to get past inside of me.
Right. Well, because you have
are,
to think.
Are easier, are better. They may not be gone.
Right. You know? Because you have to think, even as you, if you are approaching it from an internal perspective of my adult version is coming to this child who is inside of me who has been wounded and saying, I'm sorry that happened. It wasn't okay.
Right.
That child, if you haven't paid attention to it, is going to have a lot of unseen emotions that need to just come out.
Right.
And so it's over and over again, coming back to that child and say, it's okay to be sad.
Yeah.
It's okay to be angry.
Yeah.
You know, until you're ready to move on, I'll be here.
All right. So what are the strategies? What are the strategies for us to be able to do? I mean, we're talking about, you know, letting go. We're talking about moving past the childhood pain, especially, you know, if our parents did a crummy job of parenting. What are the strategies? How do we do that?
Okay.
So one of the ways that we can do that is we can redefine your relationship. Each day, and this is about choice. This is about that choice and decision thing. So each day, you know, from the point that you have, quote unquote, grown up, wherever that magically happens, right?
Right.
And that happens at different points for different people.
Right.
I mean, some people grow up at 12. Some people grow up at 18, 21. I mean, we have these magical points, mm-hmm. 12, 18, and 21, in many cases in our culture, are societally
and yet,
defined.
How many people do we know in our lives that never truly grow up?
That's my point.
And,
that's my point.
You know, by definition of grow up, you know, it's to no longer see yourself as, you know, a child and not, and I don't mean in a playful way, because I think it's important to keep that playful child alive.
Right.
But a child in the, you know, I need support, I need external validation.
Right.
Sort of way.
Right. And what we really need is the internal validation. Mm-hmm. Right. We need to step up. And that's part of what growing up is stepping
you know what's
up
interesting?
And saying, I am totally responsible for me.
Transitioning in that way from childhood into quote unquote adulthood, if we're talking about it in that way, is a sort of death, dying, and grieving
it
process.
It is. It truly itself. Is. Yeah.
Because you're going to have to accept your parents as people,
as they are, yeah.
as the people they are.
Yep.
And the, you know, God that you saw them as initially. I mean, we can't help it. As children,
our parents are big people and they're God.
They're our first, they're our first image and understanding of God, of something greater than us.
Right.
So we have to actually grieve this death.
And let go of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And transition it into internally.
So that's the first strategy, to redefine the relationship and allow people to evolve and to change. So, you know, reminding ourselves that, you know, our parents are people too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And some parents are not good at parenting.
Yeah.
In fact, some parents are horrible at parenting.
Right.
But maybe they're not so bad as friends mm-hmm. to their adult children. Okay.
Right.
All right. So to redefine your relationship is to let that be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to say, okay, well, that was what it was. Now let's redefine. Let's redefine our relationship. And I'm going to do my best not to judge the current reality against the context of the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let the past be in the past. That's part of the decision, right?
Right.
That's part of the choice and decision. And I try to accept things as they are today? Well, I see my parents today, and they're not bad people.
No, right.
You know, they did the best they could. They didn't maybe give me what I needed at that time in my life, but, you know.
And in psychology, we have the term goodness of fit, right? Mm. Which is just that idea that the personality of the parent and the child in a match of goodness of fit, the personalities would match in a way that the parent and the child's personality align enough that it's helpful for the child's growth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's often times where those personalities are so just different enough or so different that the parenting style is not a goodness. It's not a goodness of fit.
It's not a goodness of fit, yeah.
For the child.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's just, you know, part of the process, part of that understanding.
So we're doing what we do just about every day here on Strategies for Living. We're talking truly strategies for living. What if you had a rotten childhood experience? What if your parents just weren't good at parenting? What do you do? How do you move past that? How do you let go of that? Some people might even call that forgiveness.
Growing.
So we're growing. Yeah. We're talking about that today here on Strategies for Living. We've got a lot more strategies to talk about in terms of how to do this. So don't go away. Much more to come here on Strategies for Living.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And we got them right here. Yeah, we do. Got them here on Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan and David McMillan. And Lauren has worked her little fingers to the bone here recently.
How's that?
Yeah. Well, we're podcasters.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have been hard at work behind the scenes.
You really have. You've worked on this hard, and now...
If you go
to your favorite podcasting platform.
Yep. We're available.
We're there. Strategies for Living is in podcast form. So you can continue, and we're going to continue to be right here on your radio every evening and Sunday morning. I mean, we're not going anyplace here.
But, you know, we wanted to expand out and grow.
Right.
And so if wherever you get your podcast, you can find Strategies for Lives. Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Podcast Addict.
Yeah. All any one you can think about.
Amazon,
we should be on
Music,
Amazon. We should be on all the
Radio.
Majors. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we should be there.
Right. Yeah. And of course, we're still always on YouTube as well.
Yeah. And Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook, Strategies for Living with David McMillan. And all that to say, you know, sometimes people say to us, gee, I wish so-and-so, I wish I could have shared this program with so-and-so mm-hmm. in my life or such-and-such in my life. Okay, well, you can now.
Yep.
And you can do that through Facebook or
and hopefully
YouTube, or you can do it on your favorite podcast
right.
platform.
And hopefully the podcast makes it a little more portable, a little more easier to listen.
To share
to,
and yeah. to listen. Yeah, yeah, there you go. All right, so we're talking about ways to let go and move on, particularly from childhood pain. What are ways to forgive your parents if your parents did a crummy job? And, you know, there are so many aspects of parents.
Or I would say even if they did a good job.
Well, yeah, you know, there's so many different aspects of parenting. So your parents may have done a great job in one area.
Yeah.
And a crummy job in another area, mm-hmm. you know.
Yep.
And it's because it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a multifaceted, many-part
and parenting
project.
And we also have to take the approach and remember that parenting is probably one of the hardest and most important jobs on the planet.
Absolutely.
And there are no classes. I mean, there are some classes, but there are no formalized like important
this is how
rule
to.
Books or
yeah.
Yeah. or skill sets for that. And
yeah, when you came, you didn't come with a handbook,
right?
You know? So there you go.
So everybody's just doing the best that they can.
If you did come with a handbook, it was kind of like those handbooks you get from, you know, sometimes you buy something from Amazon or Temu or wherever you buy from, and it comes in and. And then the you know, the
Shocked
instructions
English.
Look, what? All right, so another another strategy that you can use is gratitude. Gratitude for the blueprint of what not to do with your kids.
Yes.
I mean, think about this. You know, as you just said, we don't come with owner manuals, right?
Right.
And yet, you know, it doesn't matter the computer, whether it's a computer program, whether it's a piece of furniture, because we've all, you know, grappled with instructions from furniture and computer programs, right?
Yes.
And we are much more complex than mm-hmm. that. We are much more complex in terms of the way we're put together. And so, you know, sometimes the pieces just don't seem to fit and installations fail. You know, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Well, your parents' mistakes are now effectively your troubleshooting guide.
Okay, yeah.
And your FAQ page.
Okay,
you know,
I like that.
Right?
I like that. Because we have to be careful, I think, sometimes when our parents do something that was not effective at all for us,
yeah,
we have the tendency to do a complete 180, which could be just as traumatic for our children.
Yeah, we do one of two things. We either duplicate or we do a 180. Mm-hmm. And in any case, what we don't realize is we're patterning our parenting by mm-hmm. the way we were parented.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at this, We can be grateful for the blueprint of what not to do in raising your kids. For instance, you know, I might say, well, what if I scream and holler all the time and shout at my kids? Well, you might say, well, that's what my parents did, you know, with me. And so I know exactly what happens inside, and let that then direct how you want to, you know, go about defining your parental role. There may be times that you need to, you know, show anger, but mm-hmm. you may want to show that
In a controlled way.
Yeah. And that can be very instructive.
I want to take also another approach with this gratitude piece, because I often say, as is appropriate and as I think the client can hear and appreciate this, our childhood trauma can be our greatest gift. Because oftentimes what it leads to is this, our rethinking our thinking.
Right.
Because clearly if we've got some kind of trauma on board, things that we do, our patterns and our habits and behaviors in life are not working for us. They're not serving us. And so we are not necessarily forced, but we're at least given the opportunity to look at that.
Right.
And what that does is that gives you access to your subconscious programming, which is your ultimate freedom, your ultimate key to freedom.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so if we can take this, at least this piece, like I'm thankful that my parents didn't get it 100% right, because that gave me the opportunity to question and the opportunity to actually reprogram within myself and the freedom that that creates.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And even if you're not raising children, because you're talking about, well, I'm grateful for the, you know, seeing what I don't want to do with my children. Even if you don't have children, you can still take that approach, because it's important that you reparent yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's that internal programming.
Part of growing up. Right. Part of the process of growing up. Another thing we can do, another strategy, and we might want to double asterisk this one.
Okay.
Not that all the ones we're talking about today aren't important, but this one is extremely important. Forgive your parents for being the only thing that they knew how to be.
Mm.
So what was it? Was it impatience? Was it unkindness? Was it overly punitive?
Mm-hmm.
Critical. What was it? Whatever it was.
Depressed.
Your parents weren't simply those things, unkind or impatient or punitive, because you were unworthy of kindness or patience or compassion.
No.
They were that way because they grew to be that kind of people.
Right.
Yep. In other words, how you were treated is all about them.
Right.
Not about you.
I learned a new acronym today that I think is kind of cute and cool.
Yeah.
And it's Q-tip.
Q-tip.
Yeah. So anytime, you know, you're involved with someone, remember Q-tip, which is quit taking it personal.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, because it's not
true.
Personal.
No, not at all.
So the point is, you know, all of our parenting is done out of context it's out of the context of who we are and what we know. So each one of us is limited in giving love by the limits of our own capacity to love.
And so
your parents, just like you're limited, your parents were limited.
Right.
Your grandparents were limited.
Mm-hmm.
And that understanding can lead to a compassion, which can then lead to your ability to let go, to forgive.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, it doesn't mean that it was okay, but it means that you're moving on and you can understand and you can see, and you can honor the story that created you.
And this next one is related to that, and that is to recognize that your parents are likely the products of their parents' mistakes and flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's hard to see, because by the time we have a relationship with our grandparents, you know, we see them as our grandparents.
Right.
And that's a very different role than parental. And sometimes they can be great grandparents, but they were lousy parents to our parents. Right.
And not to mention they've had some years to grow and change as well.
Right.
So they might be a vastly different person, period, than they were when our parents were being raised by them.
Right. So it's exactly, you know, what we reap is, you know, we're going to reap is what we sow.
And again, it's about remembering, you know, that idea about memory, you know, that I only remember my parents doing this. And when I go and talk to them about it, they don't remember it at all.
Right.
So if you can imagine, it's like a game of telephone that happens over generations.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you think back, well, my parents have this story of their parents, and they don't even know or remember treating them in that way.
Right.
And so it's just this long game of generational trauma via telephone, right? It's about the stories that we tell ourselves.
So, you know, we can always learn and we can always grow, you know, and the problem is that a lot of us seem to live on autopilot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So most of us are something within a stone's throw of our parents' behaviors and attitudes and habits.
Right.
And so your mom and your dad, our moms and dads are products of their parents' parenting. So we want to forgive generationally is, I guess, what we're saying.
Right. It made me think of that. What is that insurance company that says we help you not become your parents?
Oh, yeah.
which commercial is
that? It's Prudential. Yeah, Prudential. I love those. Yeah. I love those commercials. That's, you know, I don't know who comes up with these insurance commercials, but there's some very, very sharp marketing folks that do the you know, the insurance.
They've been at
it
a while.
Yeah,
they know.
Yeah, there you go.
They know the tricks.
We are talking about letting go and forgiving today. What do you do? What do you do when your parents were just rotten in terms of parenting?
Right.
And how do you deal with that?
Well, how do you move on with your life?
We're talking about forgiving today. We're talking about the how-to. Those are the strategies we're talking about today here on Strategies for Living. And we've got more of them. So stay where you are. We'll be right back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Relationships move, there's ocean waves. moments that make you feel alive. In every truth and every deal, we help you thrive, not just survive.
Mind, body, spirit, and welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we're talking today about ways to forgive your parents for doing such a crummy job of raising you. That, you know, and it may not have been across the board. It might have been in a particular instance. Maybe it was across the board. I mean, you know, but in any case, we're grown now.
Right.
And how do you, you know, how do you take back, you know, your life?
And here's the deal. If, as long as you haven't forgiven and you're holding on to resentment or grudges or blame or what have you,
you're tethered.
You're tethered. You're still attached to them.
You're tethered.
You're still a child attached via some sort of an energetic umbilical cord.
And so there is still work to do.
Yeah,
and that's what we're talking about today on Strategies. You know, and another strategy, Lauren, is to write it down. And some people are reluctant to do this. But, you know, we bury our feelings sometimes. And they fester, they decay. They begin to infect other parts of our psyche.
Yep.
And so sometimes, just like the body, if we have eaten something rotten, it's got to expel poisons, right? Well, the soul might need to vomit.
Yeah,
it might need to vomit emotional toxins. And so how do I do that? Well, pen to paper or pencil to paper helps to sort out feelings and sometimes helps to make sense of things.
I would even encourage a writing of a letter.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to send it.
No,
it doesn't mean you have to give it.
In fact, probably most likely you don't need to. But just to write it as a letter could be a very powerful and impactful exercise.
And when you're done, you might read it as a solemn recognition of this is what I came through.
Yeah.
This is what I survived. And then you might light the thing on fire, let the ashes float and let the ashes go to the wind. And as that smoke lifts, you know, that's a way to feel, okay, the emotional baggage is floating away, you know?
And here's another idea. Write a response back to you as the child. What would you like to hear?
Sounds like the empty chair technique from counseling.
Gestalt.
301,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. You know, more TA and Gestalt type stuff, you know, but it's powerful.
But it's also, that would also fall along the lines of inner child healing, because once you write the response back, it's important to read it not from your biological mother or father or guardian, but to read it from the adult you perspective.
You know, we've been kind of dancing around this, but this is another strategy, and it is that we can learn. We can learn from both our parents' strengths and their weaknesses.
Sure.
And so your parents weren't just your parents. They, like every single other person on the planet, are complex beings with a mixed bag of strengths and flaws.
Sure.
And so maybe you ended up receiving more of the flaws, but they're not likely without redeeming qualities in and of themselves. You learn something from both your parents' strengths and weaknesses. And so, you know, make a commitment to learning from both of their strengths and their weaknesses,
and be
grateful for all the lessons that you learn from each one.
Right. I think a running theme that's important to remember throughout all of this is to steer away from any sort of black and white dualistic categorization.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when you recognize a piece of your parent in yourself, it's important not to immediately shut it down because it's like them,
right?
Or to immediately accept it because it's like them,
right?
It's important to, you know, collect pieces that you prefer and, you know, change or grow or evolve from those that you don't prefer.
This next strategy we've been dancing all around, but I'm going to say it very succinctly and clearly.
Okay.
And the strategy is take responsibility for your life.
Yep.
So, and now this can be tough. This can be a hard thing. This can be a hard pill to swallow. But it's important to stop blaming anybody else in your life, and especially your parents, for your problems today.
Yep.
Did they lay the foundation for the problem? Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. But now it's yours.
Yes.
Okay. And that's the bottom line. That's the inescapable part of it. It is now yours. And you make the decision every day to either hold on or let go. If you're holding on, then that could be an impediment to you now of really being able to solve the problem for yourself. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Yes. Resistance is persistence.
So take responsibility for your life. I'm not suggesting that our past is our fault. I'm not suggesting that at all.
It's very different. You know, what happened was not your fault.
Right.
But what you are left with, the stories that you created from what happened, is now your responsibility.
Right. And today, the present, is your responsibility and your choice. Right.
It means that you have the ability to respond in the now.
Yeah.
You have the ability to respond differently, should you choose.
Yeah.
And it starts with being aware of, you know, those usual patterns that crop up.
Your parents may, in fact, be responsible for creating an emotional context within which you grew.
Right.
But you're responsible if you're keeping that context alive.
Right.
You are responsible now if you're keeping that context alive. So stop feeding it and let that, if it needs to wither on the vine, let it wither on the vine. And then,
and again, this is one of those things that sounds so easy,
but okay? It's difficult
to do. But it's not. Yeah. It's important to remember that it was foundational to who you were and how you survived as a child. So it's going to be persistent.
Yeah.
And so it's about making that consistent, persistent choice to put it down and to turn away and to not feed that any longer.
You know, as we've talked about all of this, you know, you might say, well, should I talk to them about any of this? If they're, able, if they're capable? Well,
it depends.
It depends. Yeah, that's something that you may want to give some thought
to. More often
to.
Than not, though, healing can happen within you alone.
Yeah.
And that's all that needs to be.
And if the healing happens within you, sometimes magic can happen in the other relationships that we're part of, including our adult relationship with our parents. Mm-hmm. Talking about how to move on today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there.
Where is it?
Looking for hope and peace to spare.
I'm looking,
looking for strategies, strategies for living radio.
I found it.
Your dose of radio.
I found it.
Strategies for living radio.
Hey, welcome back into Strategies for a Living. Lauren Leon McMillan. David, accusing me of being... Can you imagine that? She's accusing me of being goofy.
Yeah, we all know it's
me. Oh, well.
That's okay.
Glad you're with us, folks. And Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, we're talking about... Well, we're talking about forgiveness release today. I mean, none of our parents were perfect. Some of us had very good parents, some of us medium, some of us, eh. So in any case, whatever you had, what do you do? We're talking about that today here on Strategies. What's your takeaway, Lauren, from our conversation here today?
I often believe that, you know, from childhood where we are helpless. And so it sets us up for all kinds of trauma of sorts, right? And so it's important to recognize that that's going to be there. We're going to have...
Most of us are going to have some trauma.
All God's children.
Through childhood. All God's children got a little trauma. Yeah.
And so it's important to, as we move through life, notice when it crops up and then make the choice and the decision of what to do with it.
Yeah, what do I want to do with it now? And it may be, it may be that you need to do your own personal work. You know, you might want to consider going to counseling, getting a good therapist, getting a life coach, talking with a good friend.
Give yourself the gift of ultimate freedom.
Absolutely.
Which comes with that responsibility of healing.
Absolutely. Folks, thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us. And we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
You got the roof
got
right
it.
This time. And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And for Tita's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator, Italian sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time on Strategies for Living.